Grad Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaik Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. Grad Audio goes with a booklet called Grad, which can be downloaded for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. There's also a workbook to help you digest the content. Grad was originally meant as a support for first-year students at university, but most of the content is relevant to anyone who is studying. It is loosely organized according to the four terms of the academic year, but you can dip in and out as you wish. The chapters don't build on each other. In our structure, we are now deep into the second term, and the stress is mounting. Let's think about why we feel the way we feel and what we can do about it. Here's a comment from a student in the Sasol and Nzalo Foundation's research project run by Marieke Vosloo and Sonia Blino, which they published under the title Hero to Zero and Back Again with a question mark. The student wrote, "Everything was new to me, and it was hard for me. I did not have any friends, so I used to hide in the ladies' room until my next class. I hardly heard the teachers because they were so fast. Things got even worse when I was introduced to the computer. I felt like being at university at my age was a mistake." That was a first-year engineering student at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. When we feel insecure or threatened, our emotions may take over, making us feel trapped and helpless. When you're sitting in front of that terrifying computer, your rational mind may know that the rush in your ears and the blurred vision preventing you from understanding are products of your own fear, but you feel as if there's nothing you can do about it. Here's the good news. You actually can. The first step is to understand what is happening. Both our thoughts and our emotions are generated by the physical brain. Emotions are governed by the limbic system, an area deep inside the center of the brain. Rational thought, as well as qualities like idealism, concentration, abstract thought, and creativity, are based in the frontal lobes, right above your eyebrows. These two parts of the brain work together to influence our experiences. Problems arise when the limbic system takes over. It is programmed for survival, so its responses can be so intense that they overwhelm your rational self. If you are threatened, whether by someone with a knife or by the thought that you will never understand the work you need to do, the limbic system goes into fight or flight mode, and all rational thought goes out the window. You either want to hide, like the student we quoted, or you want to throw that terrifying computer at someone. Here are some tools to get the frontal lobes back in charge. Number one, acknowledge your feelings. Give them a name or try to put them in words. For example, "I'm afraid I will never be able to do this, and that I will ruin my family's dreams." Once you face your fear, you can begin to deal with it, because expressing it in words means involving the rational part of the brain. Now see if you can give those same feelings a different name or label. "All beginnings are hard. This is the beginning of my journey, and of course, it's going to be hard." That's a different way of looking at the way you feel. Finding a different label for your feelings means reinterpreting them. We do this all the time without even realizing it. For example, you see a picture of people crying in front of a church and you feel sad for them. But then you find out that they've come from a wedding and suddenly the tears mean happiness. Similarly, the computer is not an obstacle, but a powerful tool that you will learn to use soon. Another idea, talk to someone. Find a mentor or a counselor, an older person. Tell him or her what you are feeling. Most campuses have student support services where such people are available. Very often, expressing your feelings in the company of someone who acts as a sounding board brings enormous relief. Look around you at how others are experiencing the same circumstances. Chances are, many of them are just as terrified as you are. As soon as you realize that your feelings are normal, the overwhelming anxiety will lessen. And then consider the underlying assumptions that give rise to your feelings. Perhaps you've been given a task to complete in a group. You go into emotional lockdown because you feel that you cannot work in a group. This belief may stem from experiences at school where your classmates may not have had your discipline or interest in good results. Look at the facts of your situation. Are they the same as when you were at school? You are now surrounded by people as motivated as yourself who all want to achieve good results. Perhaps your assumption about working in a group simply does not hold true in this situation. And then, try and see the situation through someone else's eyes. Say, for example, you have a single person from a different cultural or religious background in your group. Can you put yourself in her shoes and see how threatening the rest of you appear to her? Can you empathize with the feeling of being the outsider? Suddenly, your own fears take on a completely different appearance. This is hard work, all done in and by the frontal cortex. But by making the effort, you will knock the limbic system back into its place very quickly. Now, here's an easy tool for shifting those overwhelming feelings. We can summarize it as the ABCDE of resilience. Next time you feel hopeless and helpless, go back to basics, the ABCs. And this comes from Martin Seligman, the founder of Positive Psychology. You might want to look him up. Martin Seligman, S-E-L-I-G-M-A-N, Martin Seligman. A is for the activating event. What is the cause of the problem? B is for belief. What belief is triggered by A? C is for consequence. How does this activated belief make you feel? And then D is for dispute. Is this belief the only possible interpretation? Do you have evidence to support the connection you made? Is there a possible alternative interpretation? Really? Are you sure you're not exaggerating? If we accept that all is invented, what more positive interpretation could you choose to make you feel happier? And all of that leads to E for energize. Having gone through this thought process, energy becomes available for making new plans to work on the problem. Let's see how this will work in practice. Take this example, which came up in one of Study Trust's mentor visits to campuses in 2017. A third-year IT student from a deep rural background overcame huge obstacles by not only making it to university, but also all the way to third year. He did very well in his June exams, obtaining 3 distinctions. But now all was in the balance again. To graduate, he had to complete 6 months of what is called experiential learning. He had to find somewhere to work for 6 months. Let's look at the ABCDE. A, the activating event, was not getting a position to complete that training. The belief it triggered was they don't look for achievement, they just pick. C, the consequence, was that he felt completely discouraged. And then D, where the work is done, the mentor helped him dispute the connection between A and B on the basis of information from other students. The evidence did not support the connection. Other students had found placements, and this did not seem random. An alternative interpretation was that success was not random. The successful students had applied for more opportunities, 9 on average, as opposed to his 3. He did not communicate well using the ish, ja, ne type of interaction. And he did not prepare well for interviews because he did not believe it would make a difference. He was not exaggerating the impact, but all the factors we mentioned were under his control, which lifted the feeling of helplessness and discouragement. So we get to E. From this process, energy flowed, which allowed him to plan new actions to change the situation, practicing to communicate better, applying for more positions, improving his CV, and making use of his network. So next time you feel helpless and hopeless, go back to the ABCs. Now let's introduce one more concept, process goals. The newfound energy that comes from your ABCDE exercise can be used to make some practical decisions. You have your goals, you know what they are, but what does that mean for today? Although goal setting is vital, focusing on the long-term outcome of your plans can be discouraging. You want to lose 10 kilograms, but nothing has happened this week. Or you want to pass English comfortably, but you still haven't started on the apparently impossible reading list. One way to make it easier is to focus on the process rather than the outcome, and develop habits or process goals that will help you along that path. Ask yourself what actions are required to set in motion the process of reaching your goal. What do you actually have to do regularly to make that goal a reality? To control your weight, you may decide to stop drinking fizzy cool drinks, have a glass of water before every meal, and go for a brisk walk every afternoon at 5 o'clock. To achieve a good mark for English, you may get up half an hour earlier to read the books on the list, and spend another half hour in the afternoon writing about that reading, using Microsoft Word's spelling and grammar check to improve your writing ability. These are concrete things you can do every day that will set you on the path to your end goal. Don't reconsider them every time. Decide once and then just do it. At the end of every day, give yourself a pat on the back for having achieved your process goals for the day. And if you haven't managed to do so, take a leaf out of the Alcoholics Anonymous playbook, one day at a time. Start again tomorrow. That was episode 8 of Grad Audio. Remember, you can download the text and the workbook for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Next time, we end the second term with ideas to build your skills, your networks, and your CV. And then we talk about going home, perhaps for the first time after leaving your family at the beginning of the year. Not always easy. Do join us again. And until then, goodbye. Hamba kahle. Mooi loop.